What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Donate and listen to the podcast at wrwl.org.
All righty, we're back, and we're going to go to listen to a clip with from Alex Jones, and he's going to have on him the woman that we talked about on Friday night, Christine Hutchinson, the federal contractor. And so go ahead again, and let's hear what she has to say.
I believe that there's going to be the perfect, it's the perfect storm that's brewing. And leading up to the presidential election, they know they cannot win. They have all of these encampments set up. They're furthering their plans to further set up more. I believe these are going to be to house exactly like that documentary from the Weather Underground, to house dissidents or those who might push back, or those who, when they do the next pandemic, that they're sending individuals to. This is a brilliant military operation, make no mistake. And I believe America needs to be educated on this. They need to understand. And more importantly, I tell everybody, don't take my word for it. I don't want you to take my word for it. I've done the research. I have the skills. I have the programs that I can get into and look at and make a really intelligent analysis from a strategic perspective. But I want you to think for yourself and start looking at this information that I've laid out here. And Alex, I really hope that you lay out the full brief that I gave where individuals can actually get their eyes on this and go to the resources. I have cited resources, government resources, where you can get this information. This is so important and so critical because we are going to have terrorist attacks on our soil. Soft targets will be hit. American lives will be affected and unfortunately killed. Leading up, I believe that they're looking for chaos. They're looking for civil unrest so they can usher in what I believe will be martial law. Well, first and foremost, their 2030 agenda had to be supercharged to 2025. Those aren't my words. Those are actual words from the WEF.
You're right, because they're behind.
They're behind. Well, and also, you know, they're a little arrogant. And so they are smug and they let the cat out of the bag a little bit sooner. They thought that they could get do
this. And by the way, their smugness is an act. From my own research, they're in a lot of trouble.
They are. So they're scrambling to keep their plans together. And we are so far behind the curve, Alex. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you, but and I'm very hopeful that the American people and the rest of the world who love freedom, love liberty, who are willing to stand up, not just act. Words, it's great to sit around a table and discuss this or on your programs. Words are powerful, but more powerful than words are you actually getting off your butt.
And let's talk about action, because people can see all the craziness. They know the big move's happening. This is it, folks. You're totally right.
And they've developed this plan to completely reset the world on a global stage. Again, I've already said we already have the parallel government in place. You know, Alex, I say you look at the World Economic Forum. Think about that as the White House, because I like to put this in layman's terms. You've got the United Nations. Think of the United Nations as our Senate and the House of Representatives. The IMF, the banking system. NATO, our military force. The WHO, the FDA, and CDC. So you can see that we've got this parallel government already ready to go. And by the way, the leaders are already in place there with where their roles will be. And so everyone's like, well, who are they? Well, that's who they are. The banking system is huge. These people are evil, by the way. The Rothschilds, we don't even have time to get in on. I know you have educated leaders. So what I'm trying to say is, the final phase is the military operation. And how do you, under the noses of everybody in the world, the American people, usher in internment camps, all of these reprocessing camps, everything that we need to, the brainwashing camps. Well, you do it under mass migration, right? Or under a plandemic. And that's what we've seen. And that's what we're seeing in 4 years, multi-trillions of dollars being spent for the demise of the American ideology and the Constitution, quite frankly.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next. Visit InfoWars.com/show and share the link today.
All right, we had a former senior Border Patrol agent on last week who's put out a documentary film exposing the massive expansion of emergency centers under FEMA civilian camps in America. And he said one of his great sources was Christina Hutcherson, and she's a federal contractor, board expert, geopolitical security expert, in defense contracting for 25 years and strategic execution and planning. And I'm not going to go over her whole bio, but she's at WFFA.win, meetforamerica.org. And she has really documented what's really going on. She sent me an excellent breakdown, which we moved her from last week to today because she's such a big guest. I wanted to get more details of specifically what she has seen and what she has witnessed. Because we know going back to Rex 84 under Reagan and before that with the Japanese internment camps, this is going on. And it's admitted in a lot of documents, but according to her information, it's being expanded. Then we turn on the nightly news, we're told Trump's a dictator. We got to put the Trump supporters in prisons. So they accuse us of what they're doing, and they're pushing this whole totalitarian system, and they use COVID to build these camps all over the world. So clearly this is being pushed as an idea. So it's great to have Christina Hutcherson on with us. Christina, you can start at the beginning or wherever you want to raise the alarm as a modern Paul Revere. Thank you so much for being on with us, and sorry I moved you from last week to today, but thanks for being here.
No, thank you so much, Alex, for having me on. It's a pleasure. Yeah, we are in serious peril times right now. And I was listening to the opening, and it's very true. What has been going on over decades has been a precursor to where we are now. It's not just a psychop, but it's what we call synt-ops. A synt-op is basically a social intel psychological operation as well. And so we had to slowly, like the frog, condition not just Americans, but on a global scale, the normalcy of having these types of encampments all over the United States and outside of the United States borders to usher in what I believe can be utilized for very nefarious activity.
So tell us, I know you're a current contractor, so you get into that, but when you started to see things you were concerned about, when you decided to go public, I mean, what you've witnessed, what's actually happening?
Well, so my journey started in 2020. I am the CEO of a company. Been in the government contracting realm for over 25 years. We helped with the troop drawdown in Iraq and Afghanistan. We were over there for 5.5 years. We won 4 LEAP awards for a project, for the certain many projects that we did over there. We've been contracted for under DHS. We were contracted under President Trump to look at wars on different fronts. So our organization has been entrenched in the DLA, the DOD, the Pentagon, and other agencies for a very long time. And so when I started looking at everything that was going on in 2020, leading up to the 2020 presidential election, which I believe was the second coup attempt on American soil, the first being John F. Kennedy. I'm a Christian, Alex, and I was called to do this. I stepped down as CEO of my company at that time. I created what's called Women Fighting for America. And 2 weeks into the Biden administration, I had a friend of mine call me up and say, Christy, I want you to can you go look at what's going on in Yuma, Arizona? 2 weeks into the Biden administration. So this was a pre-planned invasion. I believe that this is a military operation, and we're going to get into the weeds of this, and we're going to break this down into bites that every American citizen can actually understand in their terms. Because when I started on the journey, I took a very small elite team with me because I didn't want to just look at Yuma. God said, Christy, I want you to take the team, go into Tijuana, Mexico, and I want you to drive the full 2,000-plus southern miles of the border. And that's exactly what we've done. I've also been on the northern border, 30 states in between, East Coast, West Coast borders, and I've been outside of the United States as well, both in Latin America, Mexico, the Caribbean, and Europe, looking into a very deep dive from an intelligence perspective of how the globalist elites, how our own administration and other government agencies around the world, and I believe also certain countries' leaders are involved and engaged in this global plan for control.
So let's talk about what you started witnessing and what specifically, from what I've seen, the film you're in and the researchers, the Border Patrol whistleblower, they're expanding these, all 50 states. What's happening?
That's correct. So in the brief that I gave you, if you want to talk about FEMA specifically, so we'll flip over to the FEMA. And I made this detailed briefing.
Well, you can start in the beginning. Give us a briefing. Start at the beginning if you want.
Oh, sure. Okay. I did it because it's very important for everybody to understand this. So the executive summary, this is a comprehensive analysis of migrant processing and housing facilities, aka illegals. And this is a huge scope. It doesn't just cover United States. It covers Latin America, Caribbean, Canada, and Europe. These are Nazi Germany repurposing infrastructures that I have seen. So why do I say that this is a military operation? Because when you're in theater in war zones, that's what in theater means, or outside of war zones, when you have to go in and you have to set up immediate type of structures to either house the dissidents or the terrorists or the criminals, or also to protect and defend the troops or the civilians who are going to be in these facilities. If you look at how they have set these camps up around the United States, they are very reminiscent of what we would do on a military-style operation. And this is very concerning. If they weren't concerned, if the federal government wasn't so concerned, why would you have to put out for bid in the private sector armed guard services, breaking down everything from egress, static sites? We're going to get into that, but this is very, very concerning. So when you look at on page, the overview of sites. So in the United States, and by the way, their numbers are false, but we're just going to go by their numbers. Capacity, 39,400 migrants, key locations, New York, New Jersey, Texas, Arizona, California, facility types, hotels, military barracks, detention centers, and temporary shelters. Latin America, key countries, Mexico, Panama, Honduras, Guatemala, El Salvador, Aruba, the Bahamas. And I have a more detailed list of every single country in the Caribbean. Shelters, processing centers, private accommodations, Canada, Toronto, Vancouver, Montreal, Calgary, the type of facilities. Shelters, temporary housing, processing centers. In Europe, UK, Ireland, Spain, Germany, France, Italy, Greece, reception centers, informal settlements, hotels, converted buildings. So when I look at this for potential military repurposing, if you look at historical data, Alex, and you played some of that at the beginning under Nazi Germany, they repurposed infrastructure for military and concentration camp purposes. Today's facilities could similarly be adapted for controlling populations, housing military personnel, and managing logistics. So what does repurposing scenario look like? So as we would break this down from a military term, you would have detention and internment camps. You would have military barracks. You would have logistical hubs, interrogation and intelligence centers, quarantine and health control centers. I don't know about you, Alex, but under COVID, do you kind of remember what was going on, what you showed at the beginning of your program? Also, think
about that. That was one of the keys to conditioning people. They admitted was COVID. Yeah, it's right there in their own admissions.
And you look at the WHO treaty and the sign off of all of these world leaders allowing the WHO to have control. And make no mistake, even if you go in and look at some of the governors, I live in Florida, Governor DeSantis, he still has not repealed a law that he put into place that if there's another pandemic and the WHO treaty executes, they can still come and round you up. This is frightening, everybody. Civilian control centers, as we call them CCCs, So strategic implications and dangers of this: security risk, authoritarian control, human rights violations, social unrest, geopolitical instability. Migration has a weapon, which we're already seeing migration as a weapon. And I'm going to talk about that for just a second, Alex, before we move on. Illegals who are placed into populations and are allowed to breach the laws of a country in a sovereign land. First and foremost, every person that's entering the United States illegally, they, by our own laws right now, are not allowed to even stay in the country. They should be completely deported out of the country based on our own law. So we have the highest levels of the office of the White House giving instructions to Alejandro Mayorkas, DHS, who oversees Border Patrol and our national security from the interior. They are telling them to stand down and not to uphold the laws that are already on the book. So in essence, they are breaking currently our constitutional laws.
And by the way, Rex 84 under Reagan, they proposed to him martial law if the border collapsed, which was their older plan. Now they're collapsing it and using that as an excuse for martial law. So it's basically Rex 84 happening now.
That you're 100% correct. And then you look at geopolitical instability with economy. It's an economic strain. So what are we seeing, Alex? We are already trillions and trillions of dollars in debt. We are beholden to China. China owns most of our debt. This is very dangerous ground. That's a story for later on or another day. But if you look at the impact that the illegals are having right now, it's over $2 trillion that our taxpayer-funded dollars are utilizing to take care of illegals coming into our country. Housing, food, shelter, school systems, hospital systems, critical infrastructure like ambulances and things like that that are taking away jobs. I mean, I could go on and list the economic instability and the strain that this is going to put on our economy and our country. We cannot sustain this, Alex. What is this for? Well, I can tell you, it's to collapse our internal financial strength as the United States of America, I believe.
Oh, no, something I was about to say. They're getting ready to implode the old financial system and then pose as the savers when you have no food or energy or money and you have to come to these camps. It's not like, just like with a cell phone, you beg to be tracked and controlled. They're going to make most people beg to go to these.
That's correct. And think about the agricultural implications of this as well. So you've got Bill Gates. You have China, who owns Smithfield Foods, which is, by the way, the largest pork producing manufacturer and food company, period, in the United States. Then you look at the migration, and we're going to get into all of the camps and all of the locations. Well, they're strategically placed also during and near trade routes. That is very critical, because imagine now these camps that are placed from Central America all the way up through Mexico and into Canada and also through the Caribbean, when they are turned into, I believe, some of these military outposts, they can also stop the flow of goods and services and critical needs, whether it's medicine, food supplies, et cetera, to squeeze like a boa constrictor the United States of America. And again, a brilliant military strategy. So you look at historical pattern analysis, and that's what I've done as well. Geopolitical instability, economic disparities, climate change impacts, the climate change hoax, that's another way of regulation and control that they are utilizing. And this climate migration is false narrative, again, to lure individuals, again, through psychological warfare, incentive, social media warfare, conflicts in the Middle East and Africa. We'll get into that if we have time. But all of this, make no mistake, whether it's the Ukraine, whether it's the invasion on October 7th into Israel, whether it's the climate crisis and all of the migration crisis, not just in America, and we're going to delve into how this is implicating the rest of the Western, free Western world. All of this is a brilliant military operation to, I believe, usher in the new world system. We already have a parallel government that was set up, started in 1971. All moving pieces, all of the chess pieces are in place. The only thing, Alex, that is standing in the way is the United States of America. And when I say that, I'm not talking about President Donald Trump. I believe he's an incredible incredible president. I'm fully behind him and supportive of him. We need him in office, but he is not going to be able to do the job alone. What they're afraid of is the American people and the American spirit. That's who they have to remove to completely destabilize and take out the United States of America.
And not just America, but the whole world, because America is not there to be looked up to. The whole world falls. But I want to go through your great briefing here, and there's a lot more to get to. We only covered like 5% of it. But larger issue, when did you start seeing the specifics about building and expanding all these emergency internment camps around the country?
So this is a pretty quick spin up. So I'm going to skip to the FEMA section so we can kind of go over that, because I think it's very important to talk about this. So from a contractual perspective, so when you're in the contracting world, Alex, there's certain sites that you have to pay for and be vetted to have access to these government contracts. You have to have NAICS codes. You have to have all sorts of approvals by the federal government to access this information. So recently, and this was in April, end of April, beginning of June, they put out an IDIQ. So the IDIQ, if you go to, actually, it's even beyond that. So FEMA Operations Support for Security Guard Contractors. They also have it disguised under housekeeping, which I thought was a really interesting way to word this particular type of contract, to include it as housekeeping services. So FEMA, I'm going to read it. FEMA is seeking operations support for security guard contractors that utilize fully qualified DOL category 27102 Guard 2 security services, and actually Guard 2 level EOS services and personnel. These services are required across various security posts and activities to ensure the safety and security of FEMA facilities and operations. The contract is structured as an IDIQ, which is an indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity, and request for information. The initial contract term is for 5 years with a total value of $29 million over that 5 years, and it includes options to extend. So I'm going to break that down really quick, what that actually means. So armed guard, it's really that simple. These are guards who have certain qualifications. They are armed guard services, and they need to have special qualifications. And the companies that they're going after have to have very serious background in theater, which is, again, in war zones and other requirements that they're doing. So key security services and responsibilities, Alex: guard post and static sites. Purpose: maintain consistent security presence at designated locations. Responsibilities: monitoring and securing entry and exit points, ensuring unauthorized individuals do not gain access, reporting suspicious activities. We'll skip the qualifications. Access egress control. Purpose: manage and monitor flow of individuals entering and leaving the facility. Responsibilities: checking identification and verifying credentials, controlling access to restricted areas, logging entry and exit times. Security screening. Purpose: ensure that individuals entering the premises do not pose a security threat. Responsibilities: conducting searches of persons and belongings, utilizing metal detectors and X-ray machines, identifying prohibited items, visitor processing. Purpose: facilitate the secure and efficient processing of visitors. Responsibilities: registering visitors and issuing visitor badges, escorting visitors to their destinations in some instances, maintaining visitor logs. Patrol and response. Purpose: conduct regular patrols and respond to incidences. Responsibilities: patrolling designated areas to deter and detect security breaches, responding to alarms and incidences, providing assistance and reporting findings. Traffic control. Purpose: manage and control traffic flow to ensure safety and security. Responsibilities: directing vehicular and pedestrian traffic, implementing traffic control measures, ensuring safe entry and exit of vehicles. Contract information. It's an IDIQ. They have an RFI. And Alex.
And by the way, you're not just saying this from you being a contractor witnessing this. This is in public documents that are being put. I recognize these. We've covered on air. This is going on.
This is active. This is going on. And by the way, this IDIQ is being rapidly awarded. And the other thing that was really alarming to me when I was looking at this, Alex, and I break this down on that page with Alabama where you just saw where it was detailed. If I saw this contract come out for 2, 3, 4 states, and I would expect that your usual typical players, you got Chicago, New York, New Jersey, where they've Texas, right? But when me and my team were looking at this IDIQ, and it was very clever how they've broken this down. This has been put out for bid in almost all 50 states under, again, different IDIQ names. They didn't want to put it under one huge umbrella because, of course, that would be pretty, in my opinion, major red flags.
So you saw Department of Defense style compartmentalization.
That's correct. And what's other interesting is not only is this a FEMA contract, Alex, this is a contract actually by DHS that has been they're the oversight. And DHS, Department of Homeland Security, put this contract out to bid under the umbrella of FEMA.
And I've studied this for decades, but it looks to me like it's being radically accelerated right now.
Everything that I'm seeing, that is a correct statement.
Alrighty. All right, we are back, and I have an announcement here, Joe, but again, this is, you know, we've been on top of this stuff going back. It's an amazing thing, Joe, how everything we've told people was going to happen has happened, okay? And now, you know, here you've got these camps, but they know, Joe, if the American people wake up, okay, if they take, you know, the message from patriots like the radio programs like this, it's time to stand up and take our country back. We still have time. But if they listen to these prissy preachers out there, you hear them telling people not to get involved in any of these political things. You know, stay, keep the government. We don't want the government coming in and taking our beautiful big church buildings and taking all of this our property that we have. So just mind your own business and don't get involved in these things. And they fear losing their material things. They're going to lose more than their material things, aren't they, Joe?
They sure are. They're going to lose all the things that really, really matter. You know, the freedoms, the lifestyle, the everything. Goes freedom of religion, speech, travel. Their children will be living in a world that will be totally foreign to those of us that if we allow this to happen.
Well, we've got to be willing to stand and fight. You know, we have to be willing to do that. It's just we can do it.
We can stand up and say, no, we're not going to allow this to happen to our country. We are not going to get away from the values, principles, and ideas of the founding fathers, the things that made this country great, that made it free, made it a place people all over the world wanted to come to live. And, you know, it's up to us to keep it from turning into a banana republic, a third world prison like everybody's trying to escape from.
Well, that's exactly, you know, what they're trying to do. And see, and this is why the Communist Party, the Biden regime and the Democratic Communist Party, they're counting on all of these illegal aliens to come in and vote, you know, vote for communism, vote for socialism, vote for Biden, vote for the Democrats, so that And the promise is, look, you vote for us, get us back in power, and we will give you what belongs to the American people. We will redistribute the wealth, okay? Like Obama said, that we will redistribute the wealth from those who deserve it. From those who earned it
to those that deserve it. Yeah.
Yeah. And from those who earned it to those that deserve it. In other words, like Ayok said, that Alexandria, whatever, Cortez, she said that if people don't want to work, they shouldn't have to. They should be able to live off the people that do work. This is the mindset that these people have there.
But well, anyhow, not only that, let's go back to something. This government has lied, lied, lied. I got two headlines I want to read real quick. Stroke risk. COVID shots 200 times more likely to cause blood clots in brain. The COVID vaccines had over 1,000-fold increase of blood clots in brains compared to the flu vaccine, and more than a 200-fold increase risk compared to all other vaccines, according to a study by Dr. Peter McCullough and colleagues. A lot of details. Second headline. The official figures for the World Health Organization, who we don't trust, have revealed that COVID mRNA shots triggered a worldwide surge in heart failure and related sudden deaths. The bombshell data was made public by a team of medical investigators, quote, who were able to unseal and probe the data as part of a major international study. In other words, the WHO had this information, hid it. Researchers found the data that was hidden, and they were investigators from South Korean University College of Medicine, and they published the results in the Journal of Medical Virology.
Virology.
So here we have story after story after story that we've done validating everything we were telling the people about these COVID shots. They were the kill shots. They weren't tested. The test animals died. This is not safe. Don't do it. And here we have a government that's still lying, still telling you to, the CDC says, take the shots. It'll save you. It's good for you. They're advertising on television. You cannot believe this government, folks. You can't believe a thing they tell you. When they lie about things that kill you, that kill your children, kill your parents and grandparents, that ruin your health for life, you can't trust them. When are you going to learn? I mean, what does it take?
Okay, I hear you. We'll be back right after this.
Coming from California, I could be, look, we have a legislature here, and you know this, that they refuse to take any action on fentanyl, even though there is a group of people that want to take action. But by and large, the body, the elected body, did nothing in regards to fentanyl. There was very few fentanyl bills passed this year, which is absolutely absurd. Going to D.C., they want to do something, but the problem with D.C. is it's a very slow process. There are other topics that literally suck the oxygen out of a room, especially when it comes to funding, budgeting, national defense, Ukraine, Israel, all that stuff. Those are higher priorities, and nothing ever really happens, but it's like the deaths are mounting. The longer we wait and deal with fentanyl and xylazine and all these other drugs that are just this pure poison that's coming into our neighborhoods and our communities, more and more people are going to die. And we're trying to tell them, it's like, you guys are completely dropping the American citizens are dying every single day because of your inaction. Don't let my state be the example of what not to do. Let's do it on a national level and start addressing this and forcing states to come to the table and deal with these issues. But you know this in California, there is just this huge reluctance to increase penalties and hold people accountable and put them in jail when they need to be in jail. And that is so sad because our communities are being ravaged by this poison.
You know, how many times has Newsom been to California? And what are the China, I mean, not to California, how many times has the China officials been to California? But again, that whole program to depopulate the world's planet, you know, right here, they're concentrating right here in America. And again, we told people years ago, the Chinese Communist government, they own the Biden cartel. They own them lock, stock, and barrel. We've told you this many times. Joe's orders is to keep the border open, keep the drugs coming in here. Keep your eyes on Hunter, that he don't overdo it with his coke and stuff, but and his crack. But keep it coming in, you know. And they've been finding, of course, they found crack cocaine and cocaine in the White House. We wonder how that got there.
Yeah.
But anyhow, folks, and then make sure for the Democratic Communist Party, we will make sure that you have a good supply of children for your pedophilia and your child sex. And that's exactly what's happening. The government, the U.S., the federal government under Joe Biden, the federal government is the world's largest purveyor. They're pimps of children's sex trafficking. The largest supplier of child sex trafficking is the United States government right now. And folks, so what are you going to do? You're going to just sit back still and as the prissy preachers tell you not to get involved, you know, or are you going to stand up and you're going to take your country back? Are you going to have a little bit of integrity, a little bit of honor? You know, Joe, I'd rather die on my feet than live on my knees, huh?
Yeah, I believe that. Same way I totally feel. I'm too old to take orders from a bunch of communists. I refuse to, and I still have children and grandchildren that I care about. I don't want to see them in that kind of world. Well, we look at our government. One thing people don't realize, we are headed for economic trouble. Want to read a couple? I mean, big trouble. And even if we get Donald Trump elected, it's going to be several years to get us back in the right track. All Bob's stores shutting down after bankruptcy. There's a major bank closes 8 branches 1 week. Bob Stores sells athletic and casual clothing, 6 states, shutting all their stores. Okay, their websites are gone. Home Improvement chain with 442 locations in 47 states is going into bankruptcy. LL Flooring is going under. This was originally Lumber Liquidators, if you remember all the ads. They are closing. They're going bankrupt. They can't stay in business. Looking through here real quick, there have been over 2,600 store closures so far in 2024. Walmart has closed several underperforming stores. Rite Aid is shutting another 27 pharmacies. I did some a while back. They have already closed quite a few. The dollar stores are hit hard, 99 cents only, announcing it would shutter 371 locations, California, Texas, Arizona, Nevada. 1,000 Family Dollar and Dollar Tree stores will permanently shut over the next couple years. You know, the government gave us this big, all these new jobs. Well, guess what, folks? Well over a third of these jobs were in government. The last good jobs report, almost half of all the jobs that were reported were in government. Full-time jobs, in other words, full-time 40-hour good-paying jobs decreased. Multiple part-time jobs increased. People had to take two or three different jobs to make it because the full-time jobs are closing. And get this, foreigners coming into this country gained 1.2 million jobs, but native-born American citizens lost 943,000 jobs. American citizens are losing jobs. The illegal immigrants are gaining jobs. Now, if you look at that, it wasn't just a 1.2 million increase for them, but it was almost a 950,000 loss to us. That's about 2 million something difference in jobs for Americans. You know, think about this. This is not a good economic situation. We've done several reports like this with businesses closing, people being laid off, banks. Yeah.
Joe, people are asking, you know, how can we get some of this information, you know, we hear on your radio program? And I keep telling them the newsletter. We send out a newsletter. It's free. It don't cost you anything. It's cost us, but don't cost you anything. And we send out these newsletters. What a lot of people do, and they take these and they make copies of these newsletters and they send them out to people to waken up their families, their relatives. And in fact, you know, so a lot of the people have said, well, you know, my siblings didn't believe me when I was telling them this stuff. They didn't believe me until I started making copies of your newsletters. And now they believe me. They didn't believe me about the COVIDs. all of that stuff on COVID and, until I started making copies and got the information in their hands. The newsletter is free, folks. You can go up to our website,
WRWL. Very good thing to have it. Did you give out the address?
No, go ahead, Joe.
You just write to us, tell us you want to receive the newsletter. We need your name, address, and phone number because sometimes numbers don't work or can't be read. And you write to us at WRWL Ministries or just WRWL 14781, 14781 Sperry Road, Sperry Road, there in Newberry. NEWBURY, Ohio, 44065. One more time, WRWL Ministries, 14781 Sperry Road, Newberry, Ohio, 44065. And if you couldn't find something to write on or you're driving, just go to WRWL.org, WRWL.org. That information is right there. And I've got one. This is what's happening. These government jobs, I got to give you this. In Seattle, they have a job opening. They want the opening is for a tree equity position because trees are racist. Yeah. This is a six-figure job. The position pays $60 an hour. And I was looking at some of the details. You only have to be at work, present on the job, 2 days a week. This is a government job because trees are racist, you know. Apparently.
Well, overpasses. Remember, Buttigieg told us that there were certain overpasses that had to be changed and torn down, you know, and that are racist too.
Because a black bus couldn't go under it, but a white bus could. I mean, come on, how dumb do they think we are? Anyway, I want to say we do a lot of research to find these stories. The thing is, they don't make them easy to find. These are hidden. We have to work hard. We spend a lot of time researching to find these stories. I go to websites all over the world, European press, news from Israel, other places, because this is the stuff they don't want you to know. It's out there, but it's not the big headlines. It's not the, the clips where they give you the real quick, Pastor? The headline news. You know, it's not the stuff they promote. It's the stuff they hide, they put away. It's there. But they try and keep you from reading it. And that's why we spend hours of research time to find this stuff to give you the truth that they're trying to hide from you.
Well, they put a spin on it.
Yeah, and then the stories, they do have a spin. But the other things, you look at the Google search sites, they push up stories they want you to see. They bury and hide stuff they don't want you to know. And a lot of this comes from European and foreign press that I don't see in our press at all.
Yeah. Well, here's a story they wouldn't want you to know. Residents of Idaho Town parade crosses after Chamber of Commerce banned religious symbols from parade. Here in Idaho, you ought to see this. There's a large parade in the Chamber of Commerce said, no, you can't have in this 4th of July parade. Well, guess what, Joe? You had all these people said, you know, no, we're tired of you telling us communists, you woke folks trying to tell us what we can and can't do. So you had all these people marching, and they're all carrying crosses and telling, look, you know what? We're tired. We're fed up of being told what to do by you, the woke communist. And so anyhow, it's the American people are starting to wake up, at least. They're starting to wake up. Boy, you, Debbie Kidd, she really goes after, it's a long article, but she really goes after Kamala Harris. I mean, she refers to her constantly through, she tells how she got her job with Willie Brown, how she got where she's at, and she refers to her as a hoe, all the way through there, which, you know, it's an amazing thing. But boy, she really goes after Kamala big time. She, and what she says, all of this stuff, I'm looking at it. She hit the nail on the head. Boy, I tell you, she uses some. She doesn't use any profanity, but boy, does she use
strong words.
Yeah. Here she talks about Kamala Harris. Says they will blow up the Democratic Party if a white man is chosen over her. You know, for president, they will blow up the Democratic Party. Well, the Democratic Party is in big trouble right now. And so she goes into this, hail to the fake former First Lady Michelle Obama. Americans love her. Hussein Obama is not a natural-born citizen and was ineligible to run. The Republican Party let him get away with it because he's half black. Obama's black father was a visiting British foreign nationalist, not a U.S. citizen. Then she goes on and saying, here, Kamala was not born in America either. Okay, but what she says here, this she refers to her through this article. Not many Americans know this about. She calls her Ho Harris, other than her skin color, and she's female. This is a must-read about the real Kamala Harris, her climb to fame, and how she got the nickname Legs in the Air. Well, I'm going to tell you. Yeah. I'm not sure what that means, but I got an idea.
Yeah, we don't want to press that too hard on the radio, but I think a lot of people caught that one.
Yeah. But yeah, she also says actually that not only Harris, but Marco Rubio is not a natural-born citizen. And the U.S. Constitution requires a person to be a natural-born citizen, not just born to citizens, but, in other words, born on American soil. So, according to her. I think that's But anyhow, I might get into more of this. I'm going to read it clear. Boy, she really goes after her.
Oh, I can see. There's a lot of people that are into job positions for the wrong reason. They're in there for self, for power. Remember, the people we're supposed to be the sovereigns, the head, and we're supposed to hire these people to work for us. We are to be the boss. They're to be our servants, and they've turned it around.
I think we're out of time, though, Joe.
We realize who we are and take our rightful place.
How much time do I have there, Kenny?
A little less than 7 minutes.
Okay, man. Kenny's really—he's good with that clock. I can ask him anytime. What time is it? He look right at it and tell me. Right.
I know how to read it, even an old-fashioned one.
Wow, even a digital? You have a digital clock?
Yeah,
digital,
go, yeah.
And the ones with the arms. I could read that as well.
Oh yeah. Wow!
There you go. We don't hire just anybody here. All righty. So, Joe, you've got 7 minutes. Make the best of them.
One of the hymns that I love. And I love to use them because they're God's word and poetry. The church's one foundation is Jesus Christ, her Lord. She is his new creation by spirit and the word. From heaven he came and sought her to be his holy bride. And with his own blood he bought her, and for her life he died. Elect from every nation, yet one o'er all the earth, her charter of salvation. One Lord, one faith, one birth, one holy name she blesses, partakes one holy food, and to one hope she presses with every grace endued. You know, as I hear these words, it tells the story in song, yet she on earth hath union with God and with three in one, a mystic sweet communion with whose rest is one. O happy ones and holy, Lord, give us grace that we, like them the meek and lowly, on high may dwell with thee. The story of the church, Jesus Christ came. He came to be sin for mankind. He came to take our place upon the cross to die for the sins of those who would receive his wonderful offer of grace and mercy, he created the church, a living body of what? Living stones, lively stones who worship, who come together to build a living church, to worship a living God. And he has offered us the path to eternal life, eternal joy, happiness, redemption. He's offering redemption for our sins. We know Scripture tells us that we're all sinners, and a sinner needs a Savior. In Titus 2, in verse 14, who, Jesus, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. He came to redeem us from our sins, that's iniquity. He made us pure through the shedding of his blood. By his blood, his shed blood, we're covered. Our sins are covered. The price of our sin debt is paid. And in Timothy 2, 5 and 6, for there is one God, one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself a ransom for all to be tested in due time. And one last, 1 Peter 1, 18 and 19, for as much as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as gold and silver from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as of a lamb without blemish and spot. The Lamb of God came to take away the sins of the world. What you need to do to accept this wonderful grace is to repent of your sins, because we're all sinners. We all fall short of the grace of God. We can't even come close. But if we call upon God with a repentant heart and ask for forgiveness for our sins that put his son on that cross, he came for you, he came for me. He would have come for just one of us to pay our sin debt. We will be forgiven. And when we're forgiven, we can call upon Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Messiah, our King. And we can ask him to become Lord of our life. But we have to make him first. We have to say, come in without reservation, without hesitation, and be the Lord of my life, all of my life. And if you're willing to do that, he will give you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. And that indwelling of that Holy Spirit is your down payment on eternal life. Once you have that down payment, you can never be lost. Salvation is forever. And you become this new creature and a child of the kingdom. Literally a living son or daughter of God. You become adopted into the kingdom of God. And you become a joint heir with Jesus in everlasting life. And that is only a beginning. You start to grow in the knowledge and love of God. And the
1 minute, Joe. 1 minute.
It's a decision only you can make. You see, it's a gift. It's a free gift, but it requires you repent. Requires you call upon Jesus and ask him to be Lord. And you have to confess that. You see, your baptism is just an outward sign to the world of that spiritual baptism, the indwelling of the Spirit, where you become this new spiritual person forever. Only you can make the decision, but you must make it because, well, many people will not see tomorrow. People die of heart attacks, of accidents, of drowning in a flood, dying in a tornado, a hurricane, a fire, highway accident. And you have to make it before you die. So you have one big decision in your life, the greatest decision of all. Where do you want to spend eternity, in heaven?
Yeah. We all have to make that, Joe. We're out of time for tonight because we're at that point where we always say at this time, thanks for being here with us tonight.
Sure. Yes, good
but
night
we
all.
Say good night to you. Good night. And then we always say, God bless.
May God bless.
And then we say always. Ready? Keep fighting the fight.
The good fight of faith.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.